Good morning. It's Monday, March 30th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government has now become the longest in the country's history, stretching to 44 days with no resolution in sight. The dispute centers on funding for the Department of Homeland Security, particularly immigration enforcement. As lawmakers remain deadlocked and Congress heads into a two-week break, the impact is being felt nationwide. Around 50,000 TSA agents have gone unpaid, with hundreds quitting and thousands calling out sick, leading to massive airport delays. President Donald Trump has signed an order to pay workers temporarily, though its legality is uncertain. Officials warn disruptions could continue, raising concerns ahead of major global events like the upcoming World Cup. Another news. The latest No Kings protests have drawn massive crowds across the U.S., with organizers estimating more than 8 million participants nationwide. Demonstrations were held in major cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, as well as smaller towns and even overseas. Protesters voiced opposition to President Trump's policies, including the Iran war, immigration enforcement, and rising living costs. Public figures such as actor Robert De Niro joined rallies, urging peaceful resistance. While most demonstrations remained calm, some arrests were reported after clashes in cities like Los Angeles and Dallas. The White House dismissed the protests, but analysts say the scale reflects growing political polarization and sustained public dissent. Around the world, President Donald Trump says the U.S. could consider seizing Iran's Karg Island, a critical hub for the country's oil exports, though he added a peace deal could be reached very quickly. The comments come as U.S. officials prepare for potential ground operations, while Israel continues strikes on Tehran. Iran has warned it is ready to respond if U.S. troops are deployed. The situation has already rattled global markets, with oil prices climbing above $115 a barrel and concerns rising over food supply disruptions linked to fertilizer exports. Analysts say Karg Island remains a strategic flashpoint, and any escalation there could have major global economic consequences. Another news. Two Australian states have announced free public transport and tax cuts as fuel prices surge the Middle East conflict. Victoria will offer free travel throughout April, while Tasmania will extend similar measures until June. Meanwhile, the federal government has halved fuel taxes for 3 months to reduce pressure on households. Officials say the spike in prices is linked to disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, through which a significant share of global oil flows. Leaders describe the measures as immediate relief, though some states have declined to follow due to cost concerns. Economists warn prolonged disruptions could further strain global energy markets. Another news. A Russian oil tanker carrying hundreds of thousands of barrels of crude is nearing Cuba, defying U.S. sanctions and a de facto blockade on fuel shipments. The vessel is expected to arrive at the port of Matanzas, offering temporary relief to an island facing severe energy shortages. Experts say the shipment could provide enough diesel to meet demand for nearly 2 weeks. Cuba has struggled since losing a key oil supplier earlier this year, leading to blackouts, fuel rationing, and economic strain. Analysts note that once the tanker enters Cuban waters, it will be difficult for the U.S. to intervene, making this a critical moment in the standoff. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.